My name is Carolina Teresa.
And I'm Melissa Rich.
And this is Hoes with Feelings.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
I feel much better than I felt in a couple of weeks. I'm in a better place. I mean, let's not go too far. I was in a good way walking
knock,
here.
Knock,
knock, knock, tit-tut, and you know.
Well, you know, there's twists and turns.
It doesn't hurt to be respectful to a woman and, you know, respect that she might have some good ideas or be smart or have a stacked resume.
You can never, ever give too much respect for that.
Never underestimate the women.
I feel like my legs are in a weird bit. It's hard to wear a skirt to this. Whatever.
Well, if you're wearing a short little teeny tiny skirt like a slurt.
From where?
Where's that skirt?
Our sponsor, Leisure Center.
Melissa was on TV this week.
I will be on TV.
Oh, you will be on TV. She shot a little segment.
Well, yeah. And I think it's actually a great thing to talk about on the podcast as well, because we've talked a bit about partying. And I wrote something recently for Nylon Magazine with the Office of Nightlife, a little handbook, a little guidebook for the girlies. And this is very much, I was thinking, you know, of myself in my 20s, but also shit that I'm still doing now. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. But don't you feel like now you've learned the lessons the wisdom to the girls?
Am I still messing it up sometimes? Absolutely. Yes. But I think, you know, when you read this list of stuff, which is on Nylon, it's on the Office of Nightlife's website, some of it is so obvious, like insanely obvious. Yeah. Like you're like, obviously I'm going to go out with a charged phone. But actually, if you don't...
How many times, raise your hand, how many times have you gone out and the phone dies and you have six or seven, you know, of those portable chargers at your house uncharged?
Bring the charger. I can't use those. Those are really hard for me. But bringing the charger, that's huge.
Because at least leave the house with a charged phone.
It can at least leave with a charger because it can ruin your night. You can't find your friends. You can't get a car home. You can't find out if there's another party happening, which is the real devastating part of it. Then even like when you're getting a car to go or to leave, like checking the license plates of your Uber.
You know what I do? I screenshot it.
Screenshot is a great idea.
And I send it to my husband or I send it to my parents. Yeah. When I lived at home, my parents, I would send it to my parents.
That's genius. And also when you get in the car, I feel like not a lot of people do this, saying, who are you looking for? Instead of like, are you looking for Carolina? Because like then they can be like, yeah, and then be a murderer, you know?
Yeah.
So if they match names, obviously that's good. Also, I'm a big proponent, obviously you know this, of having everyone I know's location on my phone.
Oh, me too.
One, it's really good for drama.
People think it's weird, but I want all of my friends' locations.
Yes, even if we're not hanging out, where are you going? What are you doing? Are you in my neighborhood and you didn't tell me? What are you doing here?
Especially
you
know? For like a long distance relationship. It's nice to just be like, okay, so you're at Trader Joe's in Los Angeles.
Yeah. Yeah. And then like if you live in a city, I think it's really important to start thinking about knowing how to use and carrying Narcan, because this is something that was very different for everyone now than when we were in our 20s. Like fentanyl poisoning is happening all over the place.
The way.
It's very, very scary. I think most people in nightlife know someone who has overdosed accidentally, who has been like affected by fentanyl, who has tested drugs. And it shows up positive for fentanyl.
And then also people do this thing where they're like, oh, well, I just get it from my one person. And like, I trust that person. I've been getting it from them for years. They don't know. They
it's
might
really
change
scary.
The background, you know, like the moving pieces in the back might switch around on them. And they're just trying to sell a product. So
and God
the Narcan.
Bless.
And then I think Narcan is important. But also
test strips.
The test strips. Mm-hmm. For the
test strips are hugely important. You can test your drugs before you go out. And then even if you are not, you might be like, oh my God, I never do drugs. This is not about me. But actually, if you're being like a solid citizen and you live in a city, even not in a city, there's probably someone around you if you're out in nightlife who is using drugs.
Mary Kate carries them and she does not partake.
Totally.
But she carries them.
And that
for her
is just
friends.
Being a good person. Because like in nightlife, you really are like creating a community as a whole. And you are a really important part of that. So carrying Narcan in case somebody needs it. In New York, there's a whole campaign to have Narcan behind every bar. So if you see someone in trouble, you don't have Narcan, you can go to the bartender and hopefully they will. They should. And that being said, like when you are part of like the community of nightlife and being out, like if you see something, say something, you know, if there's someone who's not acting right, it is kind of on you and your duty, responsibility.
Are you
and
kidding me?
Yeah.
That I feel like you hear about it all the time. You hear people talking about this on stage. You hear people talking about this all the time. Like, when, especially as women or just like femme presenting people in general, I feel like a lot of the times we're pretty vulnerable. Not to say we're the only ones that are right. vulnerable, but we can be really vulnerable and we got to have each other's back.
Absolutely.
Period.
Absolutely.
I will go to war for a bitch that I just met in the bathroom. Okay.
No question. That is one of life's purest relationships.
I'm a couple tequila shots in and I will go to war for her.
For Jen, who I just met. Jen,
but she is amazing. Her lashes are on fire. Okay. Her outfit is flame. Like, she's a bad bitch and you will not roofie Jen. Not in front of me.
That is a great point. Watching your drink. Mm-hmm. Huge. Roofies are happening. They've been
also,
happening.
Also, if you just see someone.
If you see something.
Who
something.
Isn't all the way there. Or you see a situation where like my spidey senses are tingling.
Our intuition is never wrong. Mm. There's always something. Maybe not in that moment. But especially women's intuition. You can't fight with that.
I've done it.
Like you cannot.
I've done it.
Absolutely.
I have pulled up like this in between some two people and be like, you need to get out of her
face.
Yes, absolutely. Right now.
Absolutely. Don't we can sense that with each other. And for anyone who feels unsafe. And that being said, if you feel unsafe, go to another bar. Go to another party.
Leave.
Like never put yourself in danger because you're like, oh, but I really like want to be at this place. If you feel uncomfortable, if someone's making you uncomfortable, there's another party, girl.
Baby, it's never worth it.
Mm-mm. Yeah. So I'm really grateful that The Office exists, the Office of Nightlife. They have amazing resources if you like work in nightlife or mental health, all of this kind of stuff on their website. And for Nylon for letting me talk about this because I think it is really important.
It is important. I think especially, I'm going to say one more thing about this. Please. Just remember, like, think about it, like, the way that I used to, because also when you're young, you just like you're drinking, but you don't know the fuck you're doing.
No.
I would say I had to get to at least 28 to 29 years old.
Yes.
And that was when I fully understood how to party correctly, right. responsibly. And now I'm in my 30s and like I do have, it's my fake nose ring. Leave me alone. Now that I'm in my 30s, I do feel so much smarter and confident.
Yes.
Like I know my limits. I know how to kind of conduct myself,
right.
how to, you know, but back in the day, and also like, don't feel bad about it. But like back in the day, you know, I've woken up in a bathtub.
Oh, of okay. course.
Woken up in a bathtub.
I learned this whole city by waking
up
in different neighborhoods.
Toilet yeah. And you wake up in the bathtub.
Yeah. Easy. I mean, it's fun and it's all part of it. Nightlife is not this scary, seedy place, but
yeah.
you can do like small things to protect yourself. Mm-hmm.
There
like,
are lessons
just
to be learned.
Not ordering another round of shots or whatever like could like make it the difference between like
also
a really
make
good
a
night and a really
between,
bad night.
In a bad way, but also it's like, and then you wake up and you look at your bank account. You're like, oh, I thought I was rich.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Hydrate.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that's all really important. And if you have, like, more questions on that, office, DM us, whatever. Like, we are here to help. And want everyone to have
gmail.com.
Hosefeelings@gmail.com.
True.
Yeah.
So today I'm excited to talk about this
Me
because
too.
I feel like I've seen a lot of videos on TikTok and I've been thinking about this in general, like be delusional. There's a video. If I can find the creator and her name, I'll tag it when we post our clips up. But she literally is like, be delusional, be delusional yeah. or something like that. And then other people are saying like, Delulu is the Salulu.
Yeah.
And it just like makes me happy to think that way.
Yeah.
And it's like I'm delusional in so many ways, but I could kick that up a few notches.
Me too. And I truly, when you brought this up to me as a topic, I was like, okay, what is like the negative in doing that? Just to, you know, kind of get the other side. And I truly don't think there is much.
There isn't.
Because what's the worst case? You go into a situation a little more confident. Like, maybe you need to, like, actually be preparing. But I think if you do have the mindset, like, you're so much more likely to pull off a tough situation if you come in being delusional.
Because
confident.
It serves your confidence. It makes you feel good. And for me, I thought it tied into self-image.
Definitely.
Because when I think of being delusional, what I'm delusional about the most, and what I've been delusional about my entire life, is that I always have said this. It's like, I feel skinny.
Yeah.
I feel skinny. And the reason why I thought that I felt skinny was because we grew up in a society that's like, if you are fat or if you are chubby, it's like, you don't deserve to feel good about yourself.
Totally.
But I pretty much have like always kind of felt good about myself. I've always been self confident in a lot of ways. In fact, I would say that when I was younger, I was my most self-confident. It's age and the world that has taken me down. But so what I want to say is that, like, being delusional in that way, which is like kind of unhealthy, that the idea that I always felt skinny is what's delusional, but it's just like feeling skinny is feeling, to me at the time, my mindset as a child or younger, it was like, I feel good, but it being delusional about my body and about like my abilities and like about a lot of things is what like gave me my self-confidence. And people were like, oh my God, you're so self-confident. Especially back in the day when it was more acceptable to kind of be like, you're so confident. You just wear them. Okay. I remember one time I was like 16 and I wore a bikini to the beach and this girl was like, wow. I mean, she's actually my friend and she just has a cunty like disposition. Some people have a cunty disposition and they can still be good people. She's also the person that when I said, she got a nose job in high school and I was like, should I get a nose job? And she said, no, you would need a whole new nose. And then I wore a bathing suit to the beach and she was like, okay, a bathing suit. And I was just like, fuck you, Kathy.
Yeah.
I look good. Because I really felt that, but I kind of just ingrained it in myself. I was like, I look good. But then sometimes you look at a photo and you're like, am I delusional? Because I'm like, it's not exactly what I pictured.
I experience that a lot now. Mm-hmm. I definitely sometimes have left and seen a photo and been like, oh, wow. Especially when I had bangs, that's really a difficult time for me to look back on. Because you know, I was trimming those girls myself. And I'm like, oh my God.
But bitch, when you had bangs, it really did look cute. It was for the time.
But when I look back at those, wow. Wow, wow, wow.
I think if for the time, this was what, 2017, exactly. 2018? Mm-hmm. Like, the girls were doing bangs and it was cute.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some choices made. For me, when I hear you say this, I think that, like, I was really excited to ask you about how you felt your family and your, like, upbringing helped your confidence, probably, or didn't. Maybe it's in spite of that. Because I feel like my confidence is in spite of my upbringing. I was never really told to like feel good about myself or to whatever. I didn't have a mother who was like super, I don't think her self-image was good. You know what I mean? So I kind of like maybe mimicked some of that. Like I grew up really not feeling good. And I was the opposite. I was just like, I'm so scrawny. And everyone was always like, eat. And I was like, yeah. And especially when everyone started getting tits and stuff, I was like,
where are my tits?
Where are my boobs?
Where are my titties?
Still, I'm like, come on. When are they coming? Gonna have to buy those girls.
Okay. We gotta get this podcast popping so Melissa can get titties.
No, I love my small tits. But it took a long time. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's just like I was, and I don't think that for me, it really had anything to do. Like my body could have looked like anything, probably. But, and I think that like my self-image would have been that way. And I think that I had to work for it. And like now, yes, I'm all for the delusional, whatever. I just think like I was not capable of that mindset at the time.
I think that my mom encouraged delusion within me, but there was a balance
to it. That's
what
I think too.
Because I have a Latina mother and I was always chubby. So being called gordita and, you know, what did my grandma used to say? Oh, tú tienes piernas como un jamón. Like you have legs like a ham. You know what I mean? Like just very
so
like,
sweet.
But on the other side of that, I think it's very balanced. Because on the other side of that, my mom was always like, nena, mi nena linda, mi preciosa.
Yeah.
You're so beautiful. You look so good. Oh, my God. So I got a lot of compliments about my weight. There was shade, but it wasn't enough to, like, tear me down. It was just I never took it too much to heart.
Yeah.
I just kind of thought of it as, like, you know, shady, like little shady things that, like, my family would say to me. And honestly, it wasn't even that much of my family. It was more my mom and my abuelita Tina in Guatemala who had comments about my body.
I think that they are doing something positive for you.
Yes, they wanted me to be skinnier because they were like, being skinnier is like, you know.
And she'll be happier. In a way, whatever. Yeah, of course.
But also I think culturally, being skinnier is better, but then also on the other side of being Latina, like people are more naturally curvy.
Yeah.
And you see them. You don't really see them on TV for Latin people, but like in real life, like if you go to the beach, the girls look like me and the girls are wearing bikinis.
Nobody should not wear
and also
a
in
bikini.
A lot of Caribbean places all over the world, but I'm only speaking to my two countries, you know,
of
my
course,
two cultures.
Of course.
So I think that is like the way that my mom would, she even to this day still hypes me up.
Yeah.
But I remember there was one time when my mom was talking about my, she was like talking about like me gaining weight, and she was like talking about my arms. And I just said to her, and this was like honestly the last time she ever spoke about my body in a way. Cause I said to her, I was like, I have fat arms. You've known me my entire life. I have worked out, eaten nothing. I've never been skinny. I've gotten smaller, but I've never been skinny. Do you want me to kill myself to have smaller arms? It's not worth it to me. I was like, you, she has a thing with her
but
arms
you
where she has to cover her arms. And I was like, right. You got to let it go, because today we have fat arms. You can work to getting smaller arms, but covering your fat arms today isn't going to make them disappear. Isn't going to make your arms be skinnier. So you might as well just not be hot and in the summertime right. And cover your arms and cover your body, because it's not going to make you disappear. Covering your body doesn't make me think, oh, my she's skinny.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But in that,
and she never came for me again.
What I hear in that is projection, not even in a bad way, but it's like, I feel bad about my arms. I don't want her to like have the issues that I have with my arms. So let me like say these comments. Make
oh, I
her
know
change
that. I recognize that, but I kind of had to be a little bit like, you're wearing down on me.
Which speaks to your inane confidence within, because you were able to like battle that. You know what I mean? Which is like when I felt like my mom trying to like shut me down, which like she would, not about body stuff, more about like the way I acted. Like I was like obviously a little like loud, and I was like friendly, and she would like try to like rein me in because she's a quieter, like whatever. Like just the whole time she was like, what is this? Like just hard
oh,
to
deal
with.
I understand that.
But I remember hyping myself up when I was younger when I had bad acne. Like it was like my skin was bad. And I remember just having to be like, well, I don't know.
It is
I just have to like believe I'm so pretty. Braces, all of that shit. And I do remember just like apropos to nothing, no like outside validation coming in, just having to like summon it from within me.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to do. And that's why I like the TikTok stuff, because it's like, you actually don't even have to work that hard. You can just kind of like start telling yourself these things
it's
and
so
believing
small.
It.
It's so small, I think it is just like a small little thing of like, it's like a small little switch. If you do a little bit every day, if you kind of like chant to yourself or like believe in yourself like that. I even kind of believe this with like dating, especially as a bigger girl and being thicker and just kind of like, especially when I was younger, I don't know why, but I will say, like I said, I think it's a combination of being someone who read a lot of sci-fi fantasy romantic novels, where I was like, you know, do we got fairy knights running across, you know, jumping over valleys and hills to save you and being
That's
so romantic.
Really sweet.
So like, I'm reading all these books and I'm like, I want that. This is what I deserve.
That's really sweet.
So like, I think just because my family comes into this as well, like my dad loves me. And I'll never forget the time I said to an ex-boyfriend once, I said to him, I was like, you think I need you? I said, you don't have nothing that I need from you. I was like, I don't need anything from you because my daddy will, literally I said it, it was such a moment for me. I was like, shut up, Carolina. But I was like, my daddy will always take care of me. There's literally nothing you can do more for me than my father can. So maybe you should check yourself on that, boo-boo.
That's amazing.
Period.
I did not feel that. I felt very much like I wanted love and attention from people because I felt like I wasn't getting it. So I feel like that's another thing where it's like, where are you coming from?
Make it up.
Sure.
Pull it out of your ass.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Because you eventually did that. You didn't go through your shit, but I feel like you eventually did that.
Definitely.
I feel like your standards for leisure center, you're like, leisure center?
100%.
This is what I deserve.
Yeah. But also, I think that like,
I don't know.
To
take my
I went through a lot
out.
To get there. Yeah. Thank God.
No, I'm going to fix it.
Oh, my God. I really felt a lot of love and support on social media for me bullying Carolina about the nose ring.
Yeah.
Thank you to all of those people. There were definitely some people not on my side about it.
No, the best one was when that lady was like,
should I put it on?
No. I want to fix it. The best one was this lady was like, white women always telling black men what to do. And I was like, sis, that's what you want to take
that
into that calls on?
Really hard
on her making fun of my phone nose ring.
Yeah, it was crazy. I mean, I say this because I'm very happy for you that you had that love, but I'm saying most people, I don't want to say most people, but I think
a lot of people
don't.
Yeah.
So that's when I think it gets like hard to say, oh, just make it up.
Yeah.
Find it. Make it up.
But isn't that what the suggestion is of being delusional about shit?
And I think that's like, or I luckiest girl in the world, Delulu on TikTok, whatever. I think that like, it's easy to find that. And so I work your way up is what I'm saying. I think it's maybe hard to go from like, I don't feel good about myself to like, you can't treat me this way or whatever, but it can, you can start small and work up and like maybe something is going to go well for you at work, maybe whatever, like entering situations with a positive mindset.
Okay, example. For a long time, it was awkward and weird for me to say like, I am a comedian and an actress.
That's always going to be uncomfortable. Okay. I will never say I'm a comedian in public. Never to it's an a Uber weird driver, thing,
but like
anyone.
Melissa, you are a comedian. I am a comedian and an actress. I have like I'm not saying this to brag, but it's just the truth. Listen, like I'm nowhere where I would like to be in my career, but the fact of the matter is, I am an actress. I have been in commercials. Mm-hmm. I have been in movies. I have done things. I have performed in front of a lot of people. I have been a part of. I've done. How many Comedy Central projects?
Okay, listen.
So the reason why I'm saying that is because, no, this is a part of being delusional. Mm-hmm. Like, or maybe this is just a part of
you're being
of,
delusional
like,
in the other way. This is what I was trying to talk to you about last night. Where you can go delusional in the opposite way.
Oh, yeah.
Which it's hard for you. Syndrome, it's hard for you, exactly, to say I'm a comedian, I'm an actress, even though you just listed all that shit. Same thing. I'll get off stage and be like, that didn't feel exactly how I wanted it to feel. I bombed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I'll watch it back on tape and be like, actually, this was a fine set. You know what I mean? You can go delusional the other way. So like, if you can just like wrangle it and twist it into positive, or at least like my therapist was always talking about like, are we distorting? And this is kind of an argument for distorting in a positive way. But like, I would get so annoyed because I'd be like, this is happening. And I can't believe like everybody thinks this. And she's like, well, like she'd go into these annoying questions where I'm like, I'm telling you this is what's happening.
I know when they do that.
And I'm like,
I know
we're wasting time. I'm telling you this is the truth. And she's like, but is it? And then I'd be like,
yeah,
okay, maybe not.
Well, what I'm thinking the reason why I brought up these things like, oh, I didn't want to call myself actress and a comedian. And the reason why I started listing those things is because I think that's a good way to get your
there.
Delusion
totally,
up. You know what
totally.
I mean? It's like so easy for me because I'm not doing this or that. And especially now we're in a space where like our peers are blowing the fuck up. Like our peers are killing it. They are at award shows. They have like, you know, they're at fashion shows. They're doing like campaigns and like doing all this shit. And like, you feel like in a comparative way, but you have to hype yourself up.
Well, you have two options.
You have to be like, yeah, quit or just like fucking shit, make it up. Do
like,
it.
Try. Yeah. Yeah. Like literally imagine yourself doing it too. Imagine yourself getting there. I think in small steps, like I follow this girl, P the Fairy on Instagram. She's really good. She does a lot of stuff where you're like changing the character that you're playing. It's a little like, you know, you'd like it because it's very, you know, sci-fi, whatever. But it's like, okay. If I want to book this gig, what is like the character of who I am that is able to do that, accept it, be in it, and do the role successfully? Like, okay, what does that person look like? And it is like a lot of annoying, like writing things out. Like, okay, like capable, good at acting, good at whatever. Like,
I hate
it's
writing
a lot
things
of annoying
out, but
shit,
so, no,
but it actually is
worth
tea.
It. Yeah, it's tea.
Because like if you see these TikToks and you're like, okay, I do want to be more positive. I do want to be more delusional and just accept and whatever. I think there is some weird like space that you can get to that's a little new agey and a little like the secret-y that you're like just, I don't want to say toxically positive, but just like you're in it. But if you really want to like work up to it, which I think some people will have to do, I have before, writing it out is like a really good way to train your brain.
That or... Another thing that I was thinking about on the train on the way over here is I was like, affirmations. Like, I feel like I know it sounds really corny.
No.
But I feel like affirmations, to me, they're fucking corny. Like, I believe in them and I think they're great.
Girl, I've been through a whole self-help phase new agey phase. So, like, I'm accepting of all of it. I think the thing with affirmations is, like, sometimes it feels untrue. So
okay,
the work underneath it is getting yourself to feel like they are true.
Okay, but here's my idea.
Okay.
This is my idea. My idea is take your affirmations and heighten them. Like in improv where they say yes and. Like,
yes.
Take a regular affirmation and be
love
like,
that.
I believe. Take that to the next level.
And twist it and make it feel real.
I am smart. I am beautiful. No, 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 no. It should be like, I am so intelligent because I did this. And I'm a bad bitch because I did this. Or just, I am so intelligent. I'm smarter than whoever you need to get over, whoever you need or whatever you need to conquer. And I'm the prettiest, baddest bitch. Because if affirmations work, if I'm saying all of these super positive, like heightened positive things, if I'm taking the delusion to the next level, like, where would I go? Who would I be?
Yeah. I love that.
Is that crazy?
I think you're saying the same thing that I am, which is like, you have to find affirmations that feel true.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, level it up and like get to a place where you're here. This is the only thing I will say. I have gotten into places, you know, like with spiritual books or whatever, and it's very easy to get all hyped up and feel this like positivity. And then when you fall off, the fall is hard.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's the one really negative thing in this. And that's why I think it's important to take incremental steps up. I'm not saying all the time. I'm obsessed with what you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed with it. And I think that that is a really amazing way. I think that I just personally have fallen off of this like hugely positive wave that I've been on. And I think having the tools to get back up, which is incremental, is positive.
Oh my God. You know what would be like a cute TikTok series? Is
what?
Every day if we just made up a wild ass, crazy ass affirmation and just posted it.
Yeah. Oh my God, I'm obsessed with that.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do them after the show today.
I literally don't mean to be like, what you're saying is not right at all. Because it is.
No, I know.
It is. And it does work. And like,
you know what it is? Melissa and I have such a similar brain. We just have a different way of saying shit. And so then sometimes we're like, what are you saying?
That's really true.
And then you're like, what are you saying? You're like, are we saying the same thing?
We are, but I don't mean to like suck the air out and be like, it's not going to work or you're going to fall off.
Yeah.
I just think that like the incremental ways. But here's the real tea is I think it never benefits you to go into something thinking like, maybe this will be bad.
But also get you a delusional friend.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was just thinking about what you said when you were like, the fall is so bad. I think that the best like way, like sometimes you can't, it can't be all on me. It can't be all on me to like fix myself or save myself or pull myself out of a depression or pull myself out of a sad moment. Like sometimes if you're lucky, you have another person that can hold you down.
Yes.
Who can say to
the
you,
greatest
like,
gift.
You are being delusional or whatever, whatever. Oop, time limit. Because what I was going to say was, Melissa, when you talk about being delusional, I'm not saying this is being delusional, but you have a confidence about getting into parties, the way that you talk to like a bouncer, a door person, like she's a finesser. Melissa will finesse you into whatever. You go out with Melissa,
that's
you do not know where you're going and how you're going to get there and what's going to happen to you. And
that's
it's always
actually
a good time.
Really true.
And that is a confidence in the way you just be like.
It's maybe it's, confidence or whatever, but it is like controlling your reality in those moments,
mm-hmm.
which I struggle with more, I think, like professionally or if I build up a situation where I'm like, oh, my God, mm-hmm. like this commercial, whatever is, or this show is like big. And then I'll like unconsciously psych myself out. Like mm-hmm. on the surface, I'll be like, I got it. I'm good. Whatever. But I think for me, it's like deepening that feeling to like actually all parts of myself. Cause subconsciously I think I'm like shitting my pants, but regardless, the delusion helps
mm-hmm.
just thinking this is going to go amazingly. This is going to be great for me. This is going to whatever. Obviously. Is the better.
Do you, so in those moments when you are nervous, it's like a big show or like a big, you know, we're stand-up comedians. So like sometimes some shows can be intimidating. Sometimes the other people in the lineup can be intimidating and like, or someone you admire and they've never seen you do comedy before. And you're like, fuck, now I have to do comedy for this person that I think
there can be 99 people in the room, but if one of them makes me nervous,
that's it.
That could be really scary.
Exactly.
I could fuck it up.
Yeah. Finito. So I was going to say one time, because I don't know if this applies, but one time Sydney recommended me to do stand up for Naomi Ekperigin. I'll say her name because I'm obsessed with her.
Yes.
I love her. I think she's one of the funniest people standing on this earth. She's tickles me.
Mm-hmm.
She asked me to open. She asked, I guess maybe she needed Sydney and Sydney couldn't do it, but Sydney like asked me to open for her. And when I sold out Bell House show, and like I'd done a sold out Bell House show before, that's not what it was. It was just like her specifically. When I tell you, I was nervous.
Yeah.
Bitch, I was fucking nervous.
Yeah.
But
yep.
Something about Sydney said to me, she goes, don't embarrass me. She goes, yeah, do not embarrass me. You better do well. And I was like, and that
oh,
at the time,
my God,
crushed me.
There's nothing worse that you can
say. It crushed me, but also it fueled me.
Right.
It fueled me in a way where I was like, I cannot embarrass Sydney and I can't embarrass myself in front of her. And I'm like, I literally had to hype myself. I had to get delusional kind of in that moment and be like, you are funny. You've been funny before. You'll be funny again.
Yep.
Just talk. Go out there and be yourself. Do not care about who's watching you. Like, I had to give myself one of those intense pep talks, like one of those intense, like, bitch, you could, you know, like, dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
You're the best. You're the greatest.
Literally. And good. And thank God that you can do that.
I mean, I can't always, but like, yeah. I think that's what I say. Like, sometimes I feel like she didn't help me be delusional, but she did put me in a place where I was like, I got to fucking see it through. I got to pull it out. You know what I mean? And I did.
Yeah.
And then Naomi's mom said that she really liked my comedy. And I was like,
amazing. Great. Yes. I think this is what I think about this conversation and what I'm imagining some people might be thinking if they're listening to this. Mm-hmm. Like, obviously, yes. You want to hype yourself up. You want to, but I think sometimes it feels like how? Like, you're in a really good mood today.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if we had this conversation last week or 2 weeks ago. And you're in that sad, more depressed state.
Yeah.
And you can't necessarily just, like, watch a TikTok and be like, I'm the luckiest girl in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
Because it doesn't feel untrue.
Agree.
You know what I mean?
Agree. But to combat that, yes, I am in a really good mood today. But also, I was excited about this topic and talking about this last night when I was looking at the things and I was like, let me ask Melissa what we're going to talk about tomorrow. When I was looking at all the, you know, suggestions
you like,
that we
this.
Had, I was like this.
Yeah.
Because when I started to think about it, it low-key reminded me like, yeah, bitch, you do need to be delusional.
Yeah. And
you
I love when I get that shit on TikTok because it reminds me too.
Yeah.
I did, like, I know the luckiest girl in the world thing got, like, a really, you know, annoying response. And it was a lot of white girls just being like, I'm the luckiest girl in the world. And they're like, parents are paying for their apartment and shit. But that one
really did work for me.
We love that. Have them pay for mine as well. But I did really like that. And I think that when you find your entry point, then it really does take off for you. And you just got to figure out what it is, whether it's calling being this like delusional one or whatever affirmation or whatever. Like, you just have to find your one that works for you and will, like, literally it feels like a little like switch
or your
in your
inspiration,
brain.
Inspiration, though. I will say, talk about something you and I are both very delusional with.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even take a CBD dot. I don't know what's going on. I think it's my afternoon. What's the White Claw?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyways, when it comes to traveling and money and just like getting there and making it work, Melissa and I are delusional.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we are in, like, we'll say, I want it. I'm going to get it. We're going to fucking make it work.
And it does
and we
work.
Always,
I figure it out.
Bitch, the way that we always figure it out.
This is
and
a tough
have a
one.
Good ass
this
time.
Is a I know.
And we have a good ass
traveling
time.
Traveling without a question, I am doing that mindset. I'm on the fence in my regular life if I need to be a little less delusional about my money and actually be a little bit
absolutely.
More realistic.
Absolutely. And we have been lately. Well, that's because we really are. We really put ourselves in a situation.
Listen.
So we
and
have really.
Actually, I feel because I've been acting like that, I've actually been doing a lot better.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not as fun. And I think that here's the thing. Like, if I am being delusional about money and I'm like, spend, whatever. Like,
yeah.
I think that does build. And you could say like, okay, this builds abundance and I can spend what I want. And I can do what I want, whatever. And you don't want to rein it in because that takes away that feeling that the delusion brings. Which if we're talking about what this is, it's law of attraction. It's law of assumption, which is real. But then when you're like budgeting, you have to flip the narrative a little bit because you are being realistic and working within like confines. Whereas like to me, law of attraction, law of assumption is like I'm always taken care of, I'm always provided for and whatever. But
I think
I guess you can say I'm always taken care of and I will not buy this so that I'm more taken care of. I don't know.
I feel like that's what I've been kind of telling myself right now because I have had to rein it in financially lately. And it in the beginning of when that like it really hit me like, bitch, you really need to. Like, you're living in La La Land. You really need to rein it in was when we got back from Greece.
Right.
you know, we did a trip to Greece and we lived, honey. And then when we got back, reality kind of slapped us in our faces. We were responsible a bit. Okay, maybe you were more responsible for me. I'm unemployed and I was just like completely depending on my husband and my sister who sent me to Greece to take my niece, whatever. The point is that like that none of that was really my money. And it was a very like spoiled kind of, and I drew it out. I was probably there for too long.
Okay, but
all of this
let's
stuff.
Say this. Okay, you're doing the delusional girl, whatever. That's fine then. You know what I mean?
But I will say coming back, my delusion with finance, my attitude.
So you came like, down, as I said, there is a fall.
No, there was a fall, but also I think the way that I'm making myself feel better right now is saying like, you are doing this for your future. You are doing this so that you're setting yourself up to be in a good place. And now, bitch, find other ways to have fun. Find other ways to find joy. Find other ways. Like, you cannot be shopping right now. So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I thrift. That, you know, you're a little something.
I'm replacing. One time Carolina goes, I'm only going to get 2 new items for summer.
I said three. And I, like, and I I followed through.
Well, and then I was like, only 3 new items, and she's like, new items, I'm gonna thrift, which is like fine, but like I just thought that was hilarious.
I said thrift, not vintage, so I mean like actual thrift like stores. Thrifty, I really thrifty. Wasn't
no I love it throwing I love coin it around. I just I know you're right
and I do just always found difference. That so funny. I do see a difference. I think I'm much better with shopping and it's like more sustainable and shit. Like, you're welcome. Duh,
girl, I'd never buy anything new. I just thought you meant I thought that you were trying to like clean out your closet or something. You're like, I'm only gonna buy 3 new things or 3 things. And I was like, oh, okay. But you meant from like ASOS and shit.
No.
And then, mm-mm. or whatever, from wherever.
No, I only bought 3 new things. And a part of that was not just, no shade, but I'm really trying to get off fast fashion. And a part of that was.
1,000%. No, that is the good fight. That is the good fight.
I was saying to myself, you're going to buy 3 things. They're going to be up
whatever.
Quality.
It made me laugh. And then you were like, yeah, I'm going to buy a ton of stuff. And you are an amazing thrifter. As I am as well.
I'm not wearing thrift right now. I wish I was. This is from Meow. But this was pre my declaration.
But if we're applying these rules.
This is a small brand
to
though.
To thrifting.
Mm-hmm.
Small brand, girl. I'm seeing a lot of girls. Yeah. Whatever. I think that thrifting is a place where you can use this.
What?
Delusion.
Being delusional.
I'm going to find something amazing. I'm going to find whatever.
That's also how I've been. Listen, I've been delusional in my thrifting.
Practical and small ways is the way to do this.
I make a list of things that I know that I want, especially right now for fall. I have a list of things that I know that I want, and it helped me so much. Because last time I went thrifting, I walked in and I said, I want men's oversized shirts. I needed like a outfit for this. And I only bought what I needed because I had made a list of things that
that's
I
smart.
Want.
And then you're manifesting along the way. And I think, you know.
And you find it.
You can feel how you feel about the word manifesting. And I get it that it's annoying and it's whatever. But, you know, you really start seeing the shit that you've thought about. Also, I just always feel like I am very provided for and taken care of. And I don't always feel that. And it's hard sometimes to, when you see things go wrong, like keep that mindset.
Yeah.
But I do feel like, you know, getting a cab, whatever, like little things that I'm just like, I need it. And then it does appear.
Mm-hmm.
And it's having like that belief that it will and that it does happen. But like, you know, I just keep thinking about some people who might not be feeling that, who are feeling unlucky or sad or whatever. And it's like, well, to get there,
this
it's
isn't
just starting small. I don't know.
Starting small. I agree with that. But I also think this isn't like me or us saying like, this will solve all your fucking problems. Like, just manifest. Just be delusional. I think it's just saying like, try.
And like, you probably are really good at what you're trying to do. But and you're probably like,
to speak to that, I think that not everyone is trying to be delusional. I think everyone's trying to work hard, and some people are, but I think the idea of being delusional isn't this widespread worldwide thing. I think, you know, our algorithm is feeding that to us.
Right.
And I think our lifestyle and our mindset is easy for us to kind of even contemplate that. But I think there are people out there who can't even wrap their minds around, have never even thought to be delusional. And this is us. I don't know if you agree. I think you agree. Or me saying like, just try. And if you fail, try again. Like, what the fuck is going to stop you from
1,000%
trying again?
I think it is just kind of like applying this like positivity filter to like what you are seeing yourself as, your life as, like what you're capable of, like all of that, mm-hmm. just kind of being like, yes, I can do it. I am that. I am whatever. And like, I think it does work.
It does, but I also think you have to take stock of like how you view yourself and where you see yourself at in it and be like, is this correct? Is this what I deserve? Is this, mm-hmm. like, where can I go up and down? Oh my God,
yeah.
You know what's interesting is that, like, you know, I just said to you, like, it took me a really long time to say, like, I'm a comedian and I'm an actress, even though I am one. But I'll tell you what, when it comes to corporate America, when it comes to something, you know, having to do with, you know, e-commerce, you know what
you're
I mean?
Like working in customer service.
I was a customer service manager for a long time. I
to
built
label ourselves.
Teams of people. I am very, like professionally, I am very good at what I do. The resume is stacked. And you saw me before we started this. I'm quick to let people know. I think especially because as a Black woman, people will underestimate you professionally all the time.
100%.
And, you know, maybe it's my faux nose ring. I don't know. But I just feel like it's funny how, like, that is not my passion in life. But I'm quick to be like, I can prove to you. And it's easier and it's more comfortable to say, like, baby, look at the results.
Right.
Okay. Look at the material.
Well, because I think inside you feel it's much easier to be a customer service representative than it is to be a
successful
actress.
I'm going to need you to put some respect
on
my position and stop calling me a customer service
representative. What is it? What are you?
Because I'm like, I run customer service programs. And you're talking about
girl,
the lady
I don't
that,
know what anyone's jobs are. I'm
right.
so sorry.
Yeah, I need to put some
I don't know
on
what
my name.
Anyone's jobs are. I'm sorry.
I'm a grown-ass woman. I just feel like...
What is...
See
sorry,
what I
customer
mean?
Service. I don't know. I was not trying to be shady.
I know
I thought that's what your job
just,
was.
Melissa, it's not about you being shady. It's just about me correcting.
Okay. All right.
Like
sorry.
I literally just said, that's the thing that I feel confident. I put a lot of work.
She's
I put
hot
a lot
today.
Of time.
She is... You were in a good mood, but you were in a...
I'm feisty. I mean, I did have a latte and I feel like that also has something to do with
that
it.
That must be it.
I'm really
you came
hyped
in
up.
Hot today.
It's not shade though, Melissa. It's just
I
me
didn't
correcting.
Mean to shade you. I'm just literally all I was saying was it's easier for us to take any day. When I was waitressing.
Yeah.
I was very, for very easy.
I'm, a waitress.
I'm going into waitressing 4 days a week. I'm a waitress.
Yeah.
It's hard to identify as something aspirational.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
What I'm saying. Okay.
We're literally saying the same thing.
You
girl,
throwing it at me today.
I
oh
am
my
not.
God. No, you're fine.
I'm not throwing it at you. Ooh.
All right. Well, we got to get out of here.
We do.
This was crazy. This was
I
a really.
I don't think so.
Okay. No, I think it was a really good one. I think the point of the episode is to
try
to see yourself as the aspirational
test it out.
Person that you want to be
yeah.
and go into situations thinking that actually maybe this is going to be good and maybe this
yeah.
is going to work.
Let us know.
You
Let
know what
know.
I love? You know what I love? An affirmation that I say sometimes, maybe I'm right. maybe I'm right. Because sometimes even when I'm being negative, because I'll get in a very hard thing where I'm like, I did this wrong. I did this wrong. Oh my God, I messed this up. I like scheduling. I'll lose my mind over scheduling. I should have done this day, whatever. Maybe I'm right. I'm right. Maybe I actually did it right.
I would say my one affirmation that I do say, and it's literally the only one, like I love affirmations, but the only one I ever say, and I only say when I'm really, really sad, is like, I am loved and I am taken care of. I literally say that to myself all the time. Because sometimes
that.
I really need to remind myself of that because I get that Virgo spiral going and it's
forget
real
it.
Bad.
Forget it. I'm loved and I'm taken care of. That's a really
That's
good
it.
One.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. Safety, I feel like, is a good one to always say.
Yeah.
I'm safe. It's fine. I'm safe.
I'm safe.
Fine.
Yeah.
I'm safe. It's fine. Yeah. Yeah. I think find your level.
Yeah.
What
find your
feels
level.
Good to you. Wow.
Okay.
Well, I love you. I'm happy you feel good.
Love you.